Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a life-changing message titled Spiritual Blessings. Today, he speaks about how God protects us from temptation by shielding us from premature exposure and providing a way of escape as his children. Come along.
Number three, lead us not into temptation. You know, what it means is that don't let us be tested. There are some tests that God will allow. And there are some tests that God must not let you go through that test. If you go through that test, you will fail. And that's one of the blessings of a father. You know, if you are a father, one of the things that you do is that you don't let your children go through certain things that you went through. Because if they go through the same thing, they may not survive. Maybe when you were a child, you had to wake up early in the morning, go and fetch water from a well, carry it on your head, they make breakfast, then you eat, then you go to school, and when you come back from school, you have to go and sell bread on the streets to help the family, and you come back, and then you bring the bread and all those things. So maybe you had a difficult childhood. But when you grow up, you realize that, no, this thing is not for children. Actually, I was an adult. I was not even a child. I was an adult. Because children are supposed to be playing, not working. So you decide that I will not allow them to pass through these tests and difficulties because it's not necessary. So rather, you take them to school, you do this, you do that, you show them, you help them, you pay their school fees, you buy a computer for them, you help them to study, you get a teacher for them. So what they went through, certain tests that you went through, they are not going through because you feel that if they go through those tests, they may even never pass the exam. Or they will never be who they are supposed to be. So you make sure they don't go through it. In the same way, the Bible says one of the spiritual blessings is that God makes sure that we don't go through certain tests. I'll give you two examples. The first example is the example of premature exposure. Tell somebody premature exposure. Pre means before. Mature means the thing is not right. Exposure means you have shown it to people or you have exposed it so now it can be attacked. A baby is supposed to be in the womb for 9 months. If the baby comes out after 2 months, the baby will die. Why? Because the lungs are not developed, the heart is not developed, the kidneys are not developed. So if it comes out too much and is exposed to the world, it cannot survive because it's not developed enough, so the baby will die. So certain tests, God does not allow us to go through it. And one way that he does is that he does not allow us to be prematurely exposed to something because you are not ready for it. That's why sometimes when God has not put you at a certain level, you mustn't fight to get there. Because when you get there, you will go and meet battles that you are not prepared for. And it will destroy and bring you to the ground. That's why sometimes God doesn't give you a certain amount of money, but you are forcing to get that money by a loan, by force. Meanwhile, your brain, your connections, your experience, your network is not up to that loan. So when you get that loan, you will come down. So everywhere you go, you can't get money, but you are still forcing. You feel that God is not listening to your prayer, but rather God is protecting you from yourself. Lead us not into temptation. So some of the things that we pray about and God says no is for your benefit. Sometimes people tell me, oh, no, I prayed and God didn't answer. I say, he answered. He said, oh, how? I said, an answer can be a yes, it can be a no. Both are answers. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. Let's read the scripture. It came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, God led them through the way of the land of the Philistines. Although that was near, God led the people round about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Why? God said, lest the people repent when they see war and return to Egypt. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, do you know that through the land of the wilderness of the Red Sea, it was about a three-day journey and they have arrived? Very short. But rather, it took a long route, 40 years, before they got there. Why? Premature exposure. Is that the route is short? But if they pass here, the Philistines, the enemies, the battles, the wars, the bloodshed, they can't make it. So we'll not take the short route. We are going to take a longer route. So some of us are praying for a shorter route. And God is saying, no, you'll take the long route. Why? Because he doesn't want to lead you into temptation. Something that's higher and bigger than you. No, he doesn't want to do that. That's why we have to trust the Lord. We can't understand everything. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You trust with your heart, not with your mind. And lean not on your own understanding. With your mind, you can't understand it. But with your heart, you say, I don't understand what he is doing, but I trust the person who is doing it. That's the difference. I don't know what he's doing. When you take your children and say you are going somewhere, whether you're going to kill them or not, they don't know. They are just in the car. They don't know where they are going, but they trust the person who is going with them that it will be well. Same. So, sometimes we are rushing. We want money. We want this. We want big loans. We want... Let's look. Sometimes God is your father. He is trying to save you from premature exposure. Sometimes people enter the ministry, they want to be famous overnight, they are making billboards, they are doing this, they are doing this, they are raising themselves, they are advertising. Do you know the demons that are waiting for you? Listen. Lead us not into temptation. That's one example. Second example is it makes a way of escape. It's a way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, it says, there has no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will the temptation also make a way of escape? Do you know where that word comes from? You say, in the olden days, sometimes two opposing armies will come. And sometimes they met maybe in the valley. And where they are meeting, there's no way of escape. There's no road anywhere. This is the only road. This is the only road. There is no way. It's like when you're on the motorway and there's a car is parked. There's no way of escape. Sometimes where you are, you can't turn to the right. You can't turn to the left. You have to sit down for 6 hours. So when it happened like that, most of the time there will be mountains. Then they will send somebody to climb the mountain to find out a way of going up the mountain. And when the person is able to go and find a way that they can safely pass, he will come back and come and tell them, then all of them will pass there and escape. So in a way of escape, we are not trying to pray. We are not trying to fast. We are running away. Tell somebody, run away. Push your neighbor, say, run. Lead us not into temptation. There are many times Jesus ran away. Once he went to Jerusalem and he took us to a hill. On that hill, they said, this is the hill where they wanted to throw Jesus down and kill him. And you know what he did? He didn't call for angels. He didn't fly like a vulture in the air. He ran. Even God is running. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's the way of escape. That's the way of escape. I have a friend. Yesterday, somebody came and asked me, so where is that your friend? I said, that's my friend, he ran off. Then he said to me, why did he run? I said, look, the problems he had in Ghana, the people he was owing, the things that were chasing him, I said, God made a way of escape. He asked me, what did he do? I said, oh, he ran to another country, never to come back. I'm not saying run. I'm just telling you what happened to this brother. You know, there's something about problems. Sometimes problems are locational. If you are in the area, everybody knows you are a thief, so they don't trust you. Move to another area. It's a way of escape. That one, nobody knows who you are. Because sometimes the human beings will never forgive you. God has forgiven you, but the human beings will never forgive you. Sometimes when you are in a place, the place is hard. You can't survive. As a way of escape, God will let you travel to another country to escape poverty for the rest of your life, you and your descendants. It will be a way of escape. He won't bless your business. He will open a way for you to escape. It's a way of escape. Saving financially, it's not everybody who is going to work and get a breakthrough. Some people, God will open a way of escape to another country and it will settle everything. Why? So that we are not tested above our capacity. May our Father lead us not into temptation. May He prevent us from going into premature exposure. May He show us a way of escaping. Put your hands together, stand to your feet as we pray. Lift up your two hands and pray to the Lord. Pray for a way of escape. Maybe you are praying for something, but rather you are supposed to run. Sometimes you are not supposed to defeat the thing. You are supposed to escape from the thing.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we've learned that as God's children, one of our spiritual blessings is that God protects us from premature exposure and provides a way of escape.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you. And I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries, like Ghana. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kekor Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading a devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God Himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kekor Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to partner with us, send a Facebook message with the word partner or an email with the word partner to info@kakrabaden.org. Send a WhatsApp message to +233 500 492 10. Call or text to +233 20 757 515.